With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Mr. President, move, sign, and die.
At midnight on Monday, the Maryland General Assembly's annual session ended with applause and the traditional Latin phrase for adjournment. The most significant environmental bill to pass this year came in reaction to President Trump's announcement in January that his administration would open up the East Coast to offshore drilling, including off Ocean City, Maryland, and at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. State Delegate Kumar Barve, the Democratic chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee, co-sponsored a bill that will hold any drilling companies strictly liable for paying for the full cost of any damages and cleanups from oil spills. The goal of the legislation, which passed both the State House and Senate by overwhelming margins, is to make Maryland's coast less appetizing as a location for oil companies to do business compared to other states that do not have strict liability laws, according to Kristen Harbison, political director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters.
We oppose offshore drilling in any form off the coast of Maryland. It would be incredibly dangerous. We know what happens when there are accidents having to do with offshore oil drilling. It is devastating.
But another form of offshore energy production, offshore wind farms, got a boost from lawmakers. Eastern Shore Senator Stephen Hershey, a Republican, introduced a bill that would have required a wind farm proposed east of Ocean City to move at least 26 miles farther out into the ocean. That's a distance that would have made the wind turbines and their red blinking lights less visible from the condos in Ocean City. But it would have made the project so much more expensive, the developers threatened to pull out. After hearings on the bill, lawmakers in the House Economic Matters Committee voted down the legislation to move the wind farm by a count of 14-5. Mike Tidwell is the founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
There was an incredible outpouring of support in favor of offshore wind in hearings in the House and Senate. These folks were supportive of offshore wind and therefore were opposed to this bill to basically kill offshore wind farms off the coast of Ocean City.
Also winning approval was legislation that directs local governments to start planning for sea level rise and building projects funded in part by the state by requiring, for example, new roads and bridges to be built at least 2 feet above sea level. State Delegate Dana Stein, Baltimore County Democrat, is vice chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee and a sponsor of the bill.
By mid-century, there will be 2 feet of sea level rise in Maryland, which is going to inundate almost 5% of the state's landmass, with more to come as sea level rise goes even further beyond 2 feet. And so the thinking behind the bill is that the state and localities need to get serious about planning for the impact of this inundation.
Many other environmental bills did not pass this year, including legislation to ban the brain-damaging pesticide chlorpyrifos. Also falling short was legislation to require power companies to buy half of their electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind, and stop government subsidies for the burning of trash as a so-called green form of energy. The sponsors of many of these failed bills promised to bring them back again next year, proving that optimism is a renewable resource in Maryland. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus, published by Johns Hopkins University Press. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Mr. President, move, sign, and die.
At midnight on Monday, the Maryland General Assembly's annual session ended with applause and the traditional Latin phrase for adjournment. The most significant environmental bill to pass this year came in reaction to President Trump's announcement in January that his administration would open up the East Coast to offshore drilling, including off Ocean City, Maryland, and at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. State Delegate Kumar Barve, the Democratic chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee, co-sponsored a bill that will hold any drilling companies strictly liable for paying for the full cost of any damages and cleanups from oil spills. The goal of the legislation, which passed both the State House and Senate by overwhelming margins, is to make Maryland's coast less appetizing as a location for oil companies to do business, compared to other states that do not have strict liability laws, according to Kristen Harbison, political director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters.
We oppose offshore drilling in any form off the coast of Maryland. It would be incredibly dangerous. We know what happens when there are accidents having to do with offshore oil drilling. It is devastating.
But another form of offshore energy production, offshore wind farms, got a boost from lawmakers. Eastern Shore Senator Stephen Hershey, a Republican, introduced a bill that would have required a wind farm proposed east of Ocean City to move at least 26 miles farther out into the ocean. That's a distance that would have made the wind turbines and their red blinking lights less visible from the condos in Ocean City. But it would have made the project so much more expensive, the developers threatened to pull out. After hearings on the bill, lawmakers in the House Economic Matters Committee voted down the legislation to move the wind farm by a count of 14-5. Mike Tidwell is the founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
There was an incredible outpouring of support in favor of offshore wind in hearings in the House and Senate. These folks were supportive of offshore wind and therefore were opposed to this bill to basically kill offshore wind farms off the coast of Ocean City.
Also winning approval was legislation that directs local governments to start planning for sea level rise and building projects funded in part by the state by requiring, for example, new roads and bridges to be built at least 2 feet above sea level. State Delegate Dana Stein, Baltimore County Democrat, is vice chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee and a sponsor of the bill.
By mid-century, there will be 2 feet of sea level rise in Maryland, which is going to inundate almost 5% of the state's landmass, with more to come as sea level rise goes even further beyond 2 feet. And so the thinking behind the bill is that the state and localities need to get serious about planning for the impact of this inundation.
Many other environmental bills did not pass this year, including legislation to ban the brain-damaging pesticide chlorpyrifos. Also falling short was legislation to require power companies to buy half of their electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind, and stop government subsidies for the burning of trash as a so-called green form of energy. The sponsors of many of these failed bills promised to bring them back again next year, proving that optimism is a renewable resource in Maryland. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus, published by Johns Hopkins University Press. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.